Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Welcome to Commerce City Connected, a monthly newsletter from the city of Commerce City, Colorado. November 2025, Volume 20, Number 11, read by John Arnold. Commerce City Votes. Registered voters should have received their 2025 general election ballot in October via mail. You can hand-deliver your ballot to any 24-hour ballot drop-off box or voter service and polling center by 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 4th, Election Day. If you're not registered to vote, you can still register in person through Election Day to cast your 2025 ballot. For more information on how to register and where to vote, visit govotecolorado.com. For more information about the candidates running for the four available seats on the Commerce City Council, see their candidate profiles at c3gov.com/elections. Mail drop-off locations. Three drop-off locations in Commerce City will accept your ballot before 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 4th. Commerce City Civic Center, 7887 East 60th Avenue. Drive-through next to USPS Blue Mailboxes. Commerce City Motor Vehicle Office, 7190 Colorado Boulevard, Island on the west side of the building. Reunion Recreation Center, 17910 Parkside Drive, Island on the west side of the parking lot. Other nearby Adams County drop boxes include Adams County Government Center, 4430 South Adams County Parkway, Brighton, roundabout in front of the building by flagpoles, and Riverdale Animal Shelter, 12155 Park Boulevard, sidewalk in front of the main entrance. Voter resources are available online at adamsvotes.com. Winter Wonderland Ice Rink, coming to Commerce City. Get ready to lace up your skates. Commerce City's first Winter Wonderland Ice Rink is gliding into the holiday season, bringing festival fun to the Dick's Sporting Goods Park parking lot on the south side of Civic Center, Lot G. Mark your calendars for opening night on Wednesday, December 3rd, during the city's beloved holiday tree lighting celebration. This low-cost community ice rink will also feature a festive holiday market on December weekends, with skating continuing into February. Bring the family, sip on hot cocoa, and make memories that will last beyond the season. Much more information is coming soon at c3gov.com/events. Recognize Veterans Day with us. Every November 11th, the nation takes time to recognize all who have served in the United States military with the observance of Veterans Day. For locals seeking a special way to honor those who have served, the Commerce City and the Veterans Commission invite you to a flag-raising ceremony at Eagle Point Recreation Center, 6060 Parkway Drive. The ceremony is set for 8 a.m. on Veterans Day, with coffee and donuts provided afterward. Oil painting activities for the whole family will start at 10 a.m., and a light lunch will be provided during the afternoon hours. Participants are asked to RSVP by calling Eagle Point Recreation Center at 303-289-3760. Learn more about free recreation memberships for active military and disabled veterans. Recreation memberships are available to honorably discharged veterans with the disability of at least 50%, individual membership only, and active duty military service members and their immediate families, spouse, minor children, and legal wards. Memberships include admission to the Bison Ridge and Eagle Point Recreation Centers and Paradise Island Pool. To obtain free annual membership, service members must meet these qualifications: be a current resident of Commerce City and show proof of residency, verify current or former service in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Merchant Marines, or Reserves. Active duty members must provide a government-issued active military badge. Honorably discharged veterans must provide a letter from the Veterans Affairs dated no more than 60 days before obtaining membership, stating the percentage of disability, minimum 50%. The letter will be returned. Visit either recreation center or call 303-286-6800 to sign up. More information is available online at c3gov.com/recreation. News Briefs. Learn what the Housing Needs Assessment found. Commerce City is conducting a housing needs assessment to better understand the housing challenges residents face and explore solutions for the future. Over the summer, community members shared valuable feedback to help identify key priorities and guide next steps. Residents are now invited to attend a virtual meeting on Wednesday, November 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. to learn about the report's major findings, key data points, and what comes next for the project. To register, visit c3gov.com/ACT and select Livability and Property Improvements. Spread holiday cheer. Nominate a senior for a special holiday meal. The holiday season is a time for warmth, connection, and community. And this year, Commerce City wants to help spread that joy to local seniors who could use a little extra cheer. The Community Well-Being Division, in partnership with the Senior Commission and the Active Adult Center, is hosting a special holiday meal on Friday, December 19th. This invite-only gathering will feature a warm meal, meaningful social connection, and personalized gifts to help lift the spirits of seniors in our community. To make this event possible, the city is asking residents to nominate a senior or themselves for consideration. Through these nominations, the Community Well-Being Division will identify seniors who would most benefit from this heartfelt celebration. If you know someone who could use some extra holiday joy, visit c3gov.com/senior-resources to submit your nomination. For questions, contact Lisbeth Gomez Estrada at lgomezestrada@c3gov.com or call 303-593-2009. Celebrate Day of the Dead with CCPD on November 1st. Dia de las Muertes, or Day of the Dead, is a vibrant Mexican tradition that honors and celebrates the lives and loved ones who have passed away. Join the Commerce City Police Department for the third annual Dia de las Muertes celebration on Sunday, November 1st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Our Lady Mother of the Church, 6690 East 72nd Avenue. Enjoy an evening filled with dancing, balloon animals, a piñata, live entertainment, and a beautiful community ofrenda as we honor this meaningful tradition together. For questions, contact Kiana Jodell at kjodell@c3gov.com or call 303-289-3632. DEI Commission Family Movie Night celebrates Native American Heritage Month. What's coming up at Council? City Council adopts laws, policies, and budgets consistent with the city charter. Regular city council meetings and study sessions are open to the public. Public comment and official city actions occur only during regular meetings, not study sessions. City council meetings occur in person with opportunities to view and comment remotely via Zoom. Members of the public can attend and comment in person at the Civic Center, 7887 East 60th Avenue. Advanced Zoom registration and written comments delivered to the city clerk's office must be received by noon on the day of the meeting. Ways to watch live: online at c3gov.com/video or on CCTV Channel 8, HD 881 for Xfinity customers. All City Council meetings offer live Spanish interpretation services. To hear meetings in Spanish, call 720-386-9023 and enter conference code 104091*. Here is your November 2025 meeting schedule. Monday, November 3rd, City Council regular meeting, 6 p.m. Monday, November 10th, City Council study session, 6 p.m. Monday, November 17th, City Council regular meeting, 6 p.m. And Monday, November 24th, City Council study session, 6 p.m. City Council meeting agendas are posted online at commerce.legistar.com no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the meeting. Follow the city's social media accounts for updates about upcoming meetings and short recap videos of actions taken during the City Council meetings. Recap videos are also available at youtube.com/cityofcommercecity. For more information, visit c3gov.com/meetings. Here are your Commerce City Council members. Mayor Steve Douglas. Mayor Pro Tem Susan Noble, Ward 4. Councilmember Oscar Madera, Ward 1. Councilmember Rocky Teeter, Ward 2. Councilmember Renee M. Chacon, Ward 3. Councilmember Sean Ford, at large. Councilmember Christy Douglas, at large. Councilmember Craig Kim, at large. And finally, Councilmember Charles Dukes, at large. The Commerce City Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, DEI, Commission is committed to creating opportunities that bring the community together to embrace diversity. Following their celebratory movie events earlier this year, the Commission is excited to host a special screening of Brother Bear for Native American Heritage Month. Join us on Friday, November 21st at 6 p.m. at Eagle Point Recreation Center, 6060 Parkway Drive, for a screening of this G-rated film telling the story of a young Inuit hunter who magically changes into a bear as punishment after needlessly killing a bear. A talkative cub becomes his only guide to changing back as they explore themes of transformation, empathy, forgiveness, and family. From agriculture and governance to medicine and technology, Native Americans have shaped modern life in countless ways. These vital contributions of indigenous wisdom and creativity continue to enrich the world we live in today. The DEI Commission invites the community to come together and celebrate their impact with a family-friendly film that highlights a bond that extends beyond blood relations to all living beings. For more information, contact Melissa Sumner at msumner@c3gov.com or call 303-827-1537. Apply now for the 2026 Commerce City Civic Academy. Are you interested in learning how your local government works? The Commerce City Civic Academy is now accepting applications for its 2026 cohort. This free 8-week program offers residents a unique, behind-the-scenes look at how the city operates and how decisions are made. Participants will meet city staff, tour facilities, and explore key topics such as public safety, infrastructure, budgeting, and community development. The program is designed to build stronger connections between residents and their local government, encourage civic engagement, and inspire future community leaders. Program details. Classes begin Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, and continue every Wednesday through March 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. The Academy is free and open to Commerce City residents 18 years or older or individuals employed at a business located in the city. Space is limited to the first 25 applicants with a wait list available. Participants may not run for local political office while enrolled. Learn more and apply online at c3gov.com/academy. Community resources and support programs this month. Commerce City Community Well-Being, CWB, is hosting a series of free educational presentations through the month of November to help residents connect with valuable local and state resources. From saving on energy costs to accessing essential services and learning about health and wellness, these events are open to everyone in the community. Save on energy costs with the Colorado LEAP program. Tuesday, November 4th, from 6 to 8 p.m., at the Community Wellbeing Office, 7190 Colorado Boulevard, 5th floor. Learn how the Colorado Low Income Energy Assistance Program, LEAP, can help eligible residents manage their winter heating costs. This presentation will also cover how to read and interpret a utility bill and offer practical tips for reducing energy expenses. On-site application support will be available. Bring a current utility bill, a valid photo ID, and proof of income from the past 4 weeks if you plan to apply. For more information, contact Lisbeth Gomez Estrada at lgomezestrada@c3gov.com or call 303-593-2009. Resource Roundup with Servicios de la Raza, Tuesday, November 18th, 10 to 11 a.m., Bison Ridge Recreation Center, 13905 East 112th Avenue. Attend CWB's monthly series to hear from Servicio de la Raza and learn about their programs that provide essential community support, health services, youth programs, workforce development, and more. Enjoy light refreshments while learning from experts and asking questions about available resources. Diabetes 101. Learn the basics. Thursday, November 20th, Community Wellbeing Office, 7190 Colorado Boulevard, 5th floor. Spanish session, 9 to 10 a.m. English session, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. During Diabetes Awareness Month, CWB and Adams County Diabetes Education and Prevention Program are offering this free presentation about diabetes prevention, risk factors, and healthy lifestyle habits. Registration is not required, but those who wish to RSVP or request transportation from select pickup locations can contact Paulina Ursua Garcia at 720-769-1099 or email pgarcia@c3gov.com. Learn more about these and other programs for the community at c3gov.com/CWB. Here is your Commerce City calendar. For the most updated event information and to confirm if meetings are occurring virtually or in person, check out the city calendar at c3gov.com/calendar. All events and meetings are subject to be changed or rescheduled. November 1st, free green yard waste drop-off, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., A1 Organics, 9109 Monaco Street. Also November 1st, Dia de los Muertes with CCPD, 6 to 9, Our Lady Mother of the Church, 6690 East 72nd Avenue. November 3rd, City Council regular meeting, 6 p.m., Civic Center, hybrid meeting. November 4th, Election Day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at c3gov.com/elections. November 4th, Planning Commission, 6 p.m., Civic Center, hybrid meeting. November 4th, Veterans Commission meeting, 6 p.m., virtual meeting. November 4th, Colorado LEAP presentation, 6 to 8 p.m., 7190 Colorado Boulevard, Suite 500. November 6th, Youth Commission meeting, 6:30 to 8 p.m., Eagle Point, hybrid meeting. November 7th, Sweet Child of Mine Dance, 6 to 9, Bison Ridge. November 8th, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Commission meeting, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Bison Ridge. November 10th, City Council Study Session, 6 p.m., Civic Center, hybrid meeting. November 11th, Veterans Day Ceremony, 8 a.m., Eagle Point. November 11th, City Offices Closed in Observance of Veterans Day. November 12th, DMV to Go, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 7190 Colorado Boulevard, Suite 500. November 12th, Zoning Board of Adjustment, 6 p.m., Civic Center, hybrid meeting. November 13th, Senior Commission, 3 p.m., Civic Center, hybrid meeting. November 14th, The Well, featuring pop-up health clinic, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Our Savior Lutheran Church, 6770 Monaco Street. November 14th, Senior Commission Dancing Through the Decades event, 5 to 8 p.m., Bison Ridge. November 17th, City Council Regular Meeting, 6 p.m., Civic Center, Hybrid Meeting. November 18th, Cultural Council Meeting, 6 to 8 p.m., Civic Center. November 18th, Derby Review Board Meeting, canceled. November 18th, PRG Advisory Committee, 6 p.m., Bison Ridge, Hybrid Meeting. November 18th, Resource Roundup, 10 to 11 a.m., Bison Ridge. November 20th, Diabetes 101 Presentation, 9 to 10 a.m., Spanish, 10:30 to 11:30, English, 7190 Colorado Boulevard, Suite 500. November 20th, Environmental Policy and Innovation Commission Meeting, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., Bison Ridge. November 20th, Youth Commission Meeting, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Eagle Point, hybrid meeting. November 21st, DEI Commission Movie Night, Brother Bear, 6 to 8 p.m., Eagle Point. November 24th, City Council Study Session, 6 p.m., Civic Center, hybrid meeting. November 25th, We Don't Waste Mobile Food Market, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 72nd RTD Light Rail Station, 3838 East 72nd Avenue. November 27th, Citizens Public Safety Advisory Board Meeting, 4 p.m., Civic Center, Conference Room 2108, hybrid meeting. November 27th, Quality Community Foundation Meeting, canceled. November 27th, all city facilities closed in observance of Thanksgiving Day. November 28th, city offices closed in observance of Thanksgiving Day. Recreation centers and golf courses open for normal hours. Council Corner, from Councilmember Charles Dukes, at large. Hey neighbors, as I reach the midpoint of my four-year term as your at-large city council member, I want to share an update on the work I've led with strong support from my council colleagues and the priorities that continue to guide me. My commitment remains the same: to make Commerce City safer, strengthen economic development, create spaces that bring neighbors together, and ensure our local government serves residents effectively. Accessibility and openness have shaped my approach from the start. Through my monthly meetups, I met with residents across the city to discuss issues that matter most. These conversations directly inform the policies I bring forward at City Hall. Public safety remains my top priority. I introduced a motion to address the unlawful operation of ATVs, e-bikes, and dirt bikes by minors, holding parents and guardians accountable to improve youth safety and protect neighborhoods. I sponsored ordinances to remove abandoned shopping carts from public rights of way and require visible identification of door-to-door solicitors to protect residents from fraud. I also voted to fund a new police substation in the north to improve response times and strengthen neighborhood safety. Creating spaces that bring people together is another focus. I worked to expand Music in the Park to include free food at every event, making it more equitable for families across the city. I also helped launch the new Merry Market and community ice skating rink at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, complementing the annual holiday tree lighting celebration. These events build community pride and lasting traditions. Supporting local businesses remains central to my work. I created a small business task force to give local entrepreneurs a strong voice in shaping city policy. I also called for a review of development fees to keep Commerce City competitive and support modernized incentive packages to ensure taxpayer dollars are used responsibly. In addition, I advocated for transitioning the city's trash and recycling fleet to all-electric trucks to reduce noise, cut emissions, and lower long-term costs. Good governance relies on transparency and accountability. That's why, during my first year as council, I advocated for publishing council voting records online and for adopting Bob's Rules of Order to ensure fairness, transparency, and efficiency in meetings. There's more work ahead, and I'm proud of the progress we've made together. I'll continue to listen, learn, and to work hard to ensure Commerce City thrives. Commerce City is prepped and ready for snow season. Snow Trooper online map helps you navigate winter storms. When winter sets in and snow blankets the city, Commerce City Public Works is ready to keep streets safe and passable for everyone on the move. With nearly 300 miles of roadway to manage, the department works around the clock to ensure residents can travel safely, even when the weather turns challenging. A key resource in this effort is the Snow Trooper online map, your real-time guide to snow removal operations across the city. Available at snowtrooper.c3gov.com, the map provides live updates showing which streets have been plowed and the priority levels assigned to each route. It's important to remember that state-maintained roads, including Highway 85, I-270, I-76, and Brighton Boulevard, are managed by the Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, not city staff. Knowing these boundaries helps set realistic expectations and allows you to plan for potential delays when traveling beyond city-maintained routes. Whether you are commuting to work, running errands, or enjoying a snowy weekend outing, the Snow Trooper map is your go-to tool for navigating winter weather with confidence and safety. There you will find information about snow route priorities, plowing schedules, the Snow Guardians program to help residents keep sidewalks clear, and winter driving tips to help keep you safe on the road. For a deeper look at Commerce City's full snow response plan, visit c3gov.com/snow. Help bring joy and support Project Present. You can make a difference this holiday season. Project Present is our heartwarming initiative that supports Commerce City kids facing challenging circumstances like financial struggles or homelessness. Here's how to help a child have a brighter holiday. Donate. Make a monetary donation. Recreation staff will handle the purchasing and wrapping. Sponsor. Purchase and wrap gifts for a specific child or group. Contact us for their wish list card. We have three easy sponsorship levels available, from sleigh, $300 donations for three children, up to Santa, $2,000 donation, or buying wrapping for 20 children. The deadline for all monetary donations is Thursday, December 11th. Donate online today at bit.ly/47IWVI or make checks payable to the Adams 14 Education Foundation. Join us in spreading joy and supporting Commerce City kids. Fresh, free groceries at the We Don't Waste Mobile Food Market. Everyone deserves access to fresh, healthy food, and now Commerce City residents have a new way to get it. The We Don't Waste Food Mobile Food Market is coming to the 72nd RTD Light Rail Station, 3838 East 72nd Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday, November 25th. This free community market is open to everyone, no questions asked. However, you do have to register in advance. Shoppers can choose from a rotating selection of fresh products, dairy, proteins, baking goods, and more, giving families the flexibility to pick what they need most. Sign up at wedontwaste.org/markets or through the Plentiful app. For help with registration, contact Health and Food Equity Navigator Paulina Ursa Garcia at 720-769-1099 or email pgarcia@c3gov.com. Learn more online at c3gov.com/CWB. Save the date. Holiday tree lighting. Enjoy an evening of holiday music, treats, giveaways, community, and more. Join us Wednesday, December 3rd, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Civic Center, 7887 East 60th Avenue. Learn more at c3gov.com/tree-lighting. Free green yard waste drop-off. Dispose of organic, compostable green waste from your residential yard. Materials go to a composting facility instead of the landfill. Proof of Commerce City residency required. No businesses or contractors allowed. Items accepted: grass clippings, tree limbs and shrub trimmings cut to 8 foot or less in length, leaves, plant debris, weeds, flowers, sawdust, and gardening materials. Items not accepted: plywood or lumber, rock, brick, pavers, or flower pots, construction debris, sod or dirt, edging or fencing, animal droppings, cactus or palm branches, hazardous materials or electronics, and plastics. All loads are subject to review. If you have questions about the eligibility of a specific item, contact Commerce City Public Works at 303-289-8150. Join us on Saturday, November 1st, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at A1 Organics, 9109 Monaco Street in Henderson, Colorado. Learn more at c3gov.com/trash. Comedy. Saturday, November 8th. Featuring Zach Moss, Steve Vanderplegg, and headliner Al Jackson. Join us at 7:30 p.m. at Bison Grill, $40 and $45. Space is limited. Visit c3gov.com/recreation for more information. DMV to go. Can't make it to the DMV? They're coming here. Wednesday, November 12th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at South Platte Crossing, 7190 Colorado Boulevard, Suite 500. Attendees will be taken care of on a first-come, first-served basis, and limited spaces are available. You will be able to renew an existing driver's license, ID, or permit, replace a lost or stolen license, ID, or permit, get your first-time driver's license, ID, or permit, or get an out-of-state transfer. Trade in your existing driver's license, ID, or permit for a Colorado one. Please visit dmv.colorado.gov for more information and a list of required documents. For questions, contact CWB at c3gov.com or call 720-769-5772. Dancing Through the Decades, brought to you by the Commerce City Senior Commission. Friday, November 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Bison Ridge Recreation Center, 13905 East 112th Avenue. Join us for an evening of music, fun, food, and memories. Commerce City residents 55 years old and caregivers are invited to enjoy a live DJ, photo booth, and the opportunity to meet and socialize with other adults. This is a free event for all, and a light dinner will be served. Registration is required to attend. Transportation pickup times are 4 p.m. at Kearney Plaza, 4:10 p.m. at Madonna Plaza, 4:20 p.m. at Connor Estates, 4:30 p.m. at Eagle Point Recreation Center. Bus for drop-off departs at 7 p.m. To RSVP, visit tinyurl.com/seniordancereq or call 303-286-6801 with code 4451.311. Stay connected with the city. Register for email alerts from the city at c3gov.com/subscribe. Report a city concern at c3gov.com/accessc3. Submit your comments or questions on published stories with connected editor Javi Banuelos at jbanuelos@c3gov.com. Here are your Parks and Rec happenings. Sweet Child of Mine, Under the Night Sky. Gaze up at the stars and make memories together. Join us for Sweet Child of Mine, Under the Night Sky, a special evening dedicated to mothers, mother figures, and their children, ages 4 and up. Enjoy a magical night of music, dancing, crafts, and more at the Bison Ridge Recreation Center. Friday, November 7th, 6 to 9 p.m., $15 and $18, at Bison Ridge. Don't miss your chance to share cereal with Santa. Limited spots remain for this festive holiday favorite at the Bison Ridge Recreation Center on Saturday, December 13th. Join us for breakfast and a visit with the jolly old elf at one of two entry times, 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Tickets are on sale now, but with the event limited to 160 people per time slot, we expect to sell out soon. Secure your spot today for just $7 per person, residents, or $9 per person for a non-resident. Run with the Buffalo Ugly Sweater Fun Run. Saturday, December 6th, Buffalo Run Golf Course, ages 5 plus with an adult. $25 for residents, $30 for non-residents. Early bird registration opens Friday, September 5th. For more information or to register, call c3gov.com/register or call 303-286-6801. Archery, ages 16 and up. SOAR Archery Program is designed to offer an archery program that can be adjusted to anyone's abilities. Program team provides fun, safe, educational, and adaptive outdoor target and 3D archery experience for athletes of any ability and skill level. Tuesday, November 4th, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., $10 and $15 at Eagle Point. Preschool Age Programs. Discovery Kids, ages 3 to 5. Discovery Kids is an interactive class session with a focus on skill building, independence, and hands-on fun. Different themes and activities each month. All classes are interactive and hands-on fun. Tuesdays and Thursdays, November 4th through the 20th, 2 to 4 p.m. $90 and $120 at Bison Ridge. Junior Jam, ages 3 to 5. Enjoy a night out while we keep the kids entertained with games, crafts, music, and story time. They'll have a great time in a safe and engaging environment while you take a well-deserved break. A quick note, If your child isn't toilet trained, we kindly ask that a parent stay in the recreation center during the program. Friday, November 21st, from 6 to 8:30 p.m., $15 and $20 at Bison Ridge. New, Tots and Fam, ages 2.5 to 4 with an adult. Laugh, learn, and grow together in this joyful class designed for toddlers and their favorite grown-ups. Whether you're a parent, grandparent, aunt, or uncle, you're invited to join the fun. Each session includes playful games, music, movement, creative activities, and more, all designed to spark curiosity and strengthen bonds. Price is per child. Mondays, November 3rd to 17th, 9 to 9:45 a.m., $20 and $25 at Bison Ridge. New, Story Times Together, ages 6 months to 2 years old with an adult. Story Time and Together Kids, where imagination comes alive and every story is an adventure waiting to unfold. This engaging course is designed for young learners who are eager to explore the magical world of storytelling while building essential social skills through collaborative reading time. Price is per child. Thursdays, November 6th through the 20th, 1 to 4 p.m., $20 and $25 at Eagle Point. School breaks, ages 6 to 10. This Thanksgiving break, enjoy some fun outside the classroom. Each day offers your child something new and exciting to do. Transportation is provided for all off-site trips. Bounce Empire. Come enjoy the day with us, climbing and trying out a fun obstacle course. Monday, November 24th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., $30 and $40 at Bison Ridge. Mad Science. Do you love to build, design, and fix things? Are you curious about how a reaction happens? What is the true nature of birds and beasts? Campers will explore activities in engineering, math, chemistry, and biology that they could encounter in their daily life. Tuesday, November 25th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., $30 and $40 at Bison Ridge. Bison Grill at Buffalo Run Golf Course. Book your holiday party at Bison Grill today. Call 303-289-7700 for more information. Celebrate the new year at Bison Grill. Make a reservation today and visit BuffaloRunGolfCourse.com for the menu and pricing. Thank you for joining us for the Commerce City Connected, November 2025. Read by John Arnold.
Stay connected with the city. Register for email alerts from the city at c3gov.com/subscribe. Report a city concern at c3gov.com/askc3. Submit your comments or questions on published stories with Connected editor Alondra Gonzalez Carrillo at agonzalezcarrillo@c3gov.com. What's coming up at Council? City Council adopts laws, policies, and budgets consistent with the City Charter. Regular City Council meetings, first and third Mondays of each month, and study sessions, second and fourth Mondays of each month, are open to the public. City Council meetings are held in a hybrid format, with meetings occurring in person and featuring opportunities to view and comment remotely via Zoom. Members of the public can attend and comment in person in the Council Chambers, 7887 East 60th Avenue. Watch meetings live online at c3gov.com/video or on the local CCTV Channel 8, HD 881. For live Spanish interpretation, call 720-386-9023 and enter conference code 104091. The public is welcome to comment live during Zoom meetings, online or by phone, advance registration required, or submit written comments in advance for the record, by mail or in person. Public comment and official city actions occur only during regular meetings, not study sessions. Visit c3gov.com/meetings for full comment instructions and commerce.legistar.com to view updated meeting agendas. Comments can be submitted by mail to Commerce City Clerk, 7887 East 60th Avenue, Commerce City, Colorado, 80022. The deadline to submit comments is noon on the day of the meeting. Sign up for Republic Services alerts. Get notifications from Republic Services about service announcements, holiday schedule delays, inclement weather delays, and more in two easy steps. One, visit republicservices.com/account/login to log in or create an account. Two, click Sign Up and follow the prompts to start receiving notifications. Commerce City Council Members: Mayor Benjamin Huseman, cell 417-770-4019. B. Huseman, that's B-H-U-S-E-M-A-N, at c3gov.com. Term expires in 2023. Mayor Pro Tem Jennifer Allen Thomas, Ward 2, cell 303-204-3446. jallen-thomas@c3gov.com. Term expires 2023. Council Member Oscar Madera, Ward 1, cell 720-231-8039. omadera@c3gov.com. Term expires 2025. Council Member Susan Noble, Ward 4, cell 720-773-1773. snoble@c3gov.com. Term expires 2023. Council Member Craig Hurst, at large, cell 720-899-0808. churst@c3gov.com. Term expires 2023. Council Member Sean Ford, at large, cell 303-720-9106. sford@c3gov.com. Term expires 2025. Council Member Christy Douglas, at large, cell 720-205-2627. kdouglas@c3gov.com. Term expires 2025. Council Member at large, vacant.